Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Happy Hanukkah edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And today's show would be a great one to share. The best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, NORWALK.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and find all the videos and photos and all that good stuff of the animals that I post. And of course, now we're getting those crazy cat videos of destroying the Christmas trees and so forth. So, you know, if yours has arrived and you want to laugh, you can check out Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and watch the videos. And it is... we're in the middle of the holiday season. We're actually in the middle of Hanukkah. So this is our Hanukkah edition of Animal World. And just so y'all know, it's also our Merry Christmas edition too. And pretty much we focus during our holiday month here on Animal World on Christmas and Hanukkah. But that's only because those are the two that Jingle Cats and Jingle Cat Dogs do. So at any rate, don't mean to exclude anybody. So happy and merry, whatever it is that you celebrate, and hope you can join us and have fun with the Jingle Cats and Dogs, because they do the absolute best rendition of Hava Nagila that I've ever heard. And so it's we'll be playing a lot of that today and have a good time with the Jingle Cats and Dogs. And it is the second Sunday of December, and that means it's Healing Sunday on Animal World. And so our best healers I know here with us, and that of course would be Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen are here. We will have open phone lines throughout the show, and those of you that are regulars, you know the drill. They're here to take your phone calls and work on you and your animal friends. And just so you know, the first phone call slot is already spoken for this morning. So we've got one of my clients that actually the gal and dog that I just worked with yesterday need some help. And they have to go to church. So we're going to sneak them in before they go off to church. And so our first phone call is already planned. We're going to get to that as close to 9:30 as we can. And then, of course, the lines will be available for you as well. But just know, if you're one of our early callers that wants to get in before the rush, know that there's already one call ahead of you. So you might want to wait till we get to that phone call. Chances are, we might still have time for more than one phone call in this hour, but definitely in the 10 o'clock hour and so forth. Anyway, so normally, you know, we're often in the studio for the second Sunday of the month, but being as that astrologically, the stars are getting ready to mess up things. And so we're in the shadow of Mercury in retrograde. And so things got shifted around this week. And the bottom line is that we're all zooming in, which Nathan is holding down the fort at the studio. Thank goodness. So good morning, Nathan. How are you doing?
Good morning, Martha. And happy to see all of us in each of our own little studios here.
Yeah. So we're here together now.
It's not like Nathan, we're just, you know, pulling up a laptop and logging into Zoom or opening up on our phone. We actually do have studios.
Well, Nels has more of an official studio than what he's got a microphone that looks like yours, that kind of looks like it hangs down from, you know, a big official thing. Looks more like our in studio setup. Linda and I aren't doing so bad. Now, normally, Stacy would be zooming in with us for a report, but she already got grabbed by Mercury in retrograde yesterday. And since her she was planning to start the show with us today, but her car broke down on the way home yesterday. And fortunately, she was close enough to get it to the dealer, but they were busy and didn't have a loaner. And so Stacy's out rounding up a rental car before her Christmas party, her work Christmas party she's having at her home this afternoon. So she's busy. But I have a Frenchie update, so we'll get to that. And but let's think good thoughts that Stacy's able to come up with a rental car and have her party as usual. So then the other half of our Zooming team this morning would be, since it's Healing Sunday, that means Dr. Nels Rasmussen from HealingMinistryForAnimals.com is here. Good morning, Dr. Nels.
Good morning, Martha, and everyone.
And then his sister, Linda Rasmussen from Vertical Energy Worldwide, is also here. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Martha, and everyone.
All right. So we are, and that's what Nathan was referring to. We're all zooming in together and from our own home studios, which actually is kind of nice. It's been a pretty, really rainy weekend here in the Pacific Northwest. And we have had just a boatload of rain, you know, in the lowlands. Apparently, thank goodness, we're getting snow finally in the mountains. It has been a late season this year. We are lacking, or have been lacking, in rainfall. And there wasn't any snow. And the passes, or, you know, the ski places haven't been able to open up, but I think that they opened up this weekend for the first time on a limited basis, because, you know, they're still waiting for a better snowpack. But at least finally there's some snow in the mountains. But I'm wondering about how the roads are doing now, and we'll check in with Nathan. But he happens to be on the phone right at the moment because he has to fill Stacy's chair as well. And I don't know who's calling in about what, but he's taking care of that. So he can't update us on what's going on the passes and so forth. But Dr. Nels, we know that you come to us from Idaho now in your
yes.
new home.
Kuski.
And, yeah, Kuski, Idaho.
Right.
And he's on the edge of Never Never Land, or Nowhere Land, and him and his wife, Martha, and the wild turkeys. But right. apparently you've beat it to us, and you've had snow a few times already this
season.
Yeah,
we've had some snow. It's been nothing really, you know, deep snow, just like an inch at a time here and there. And we've got snow right now, and then it started to rain on top of that. So, yeah, we're out where the pavement ends. There's a sign directly behind me here that right at the end of the road, the paved road, it says pavement ends.
End of the world right here. And but so you've had, but you said maybe only an inch of snow at a time, and then it goes away. And we probably should just have everybody think good thoughts that power remains on. In Kuski, because Dr. Nels, you said you've already had a couple of power outages today with apparently the rain on top of the snow.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's come down.
It's a little dicey. If you suddenly see my room go dark here, I can still be on the computer, but the lights go out because I have battery power that'll last a couple minutes. And if it comes back on, we're good. And if it doesn't come back on, I'll go out and see if I can get my generator working. But yeah. It wasn't cooperative this morning.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll keep the power on for Nels and be good. So, all right. So, and, Linda, you're on our side of the mountains here over with us, and I imagine the weather's probably pretty much the same around here. It is not actually raining in my neck of the woods. It just looks gray and kind of miserable out. Nathan is joining us back. So you were chatting away on the phone. Is everything interesting going on?
We'll find out about that later.
Oh, okay. All right, so there apparently is something going on, but he's not sharing, and I'm not there to kick it.
It'll be caller that'll be calling into the show later.
I was going to say, I'm not there, so I can't kick him under this table, you know. Tell us what was going on.
Somehow, like, I don't know, what's that movie, the Scary Movie 3 or The Ring, where they, you know, just reach through the TV and grab you.
Oh, I'm
or is
not
that a little too dark for
one.
The show?
Yeah. Okay. All right. But I was wondering, and Nathan, I know that some of the ski places opened up this weekend.
Yeah.
Just barely. But it also seems like, you know, can't say that I truly understand this atmospheric river stuff, but apparently it's been running right through us.
And I got a little blurb on my phone this morning saying that there was snow sticking to a runway at Bremerton Airport. So
Bremerton, yeah. Huh.
It's getting out there.
Because there was a little talk of snow in the outlying areas, so that must be what they were talking to. But is it dry down the Seattle Bellevue area?
Yep, it's just looks like kind of half and half with clouds and sunny skies. A little bit wet out there from the rain in the morning, but that's going to be going away.
All right. So we are going to. I'm going to try to stay on track here, and we've got more to discuss in terms of just some general information to get out there for you. And we've got Stacy's update about the Frenchies, and I had Robbie Golden, my dear Robbie, Golden Retriever, had some issues this week and a couple of weeks, and I had to contact Dr. Nails and get a little help. So I've got some follow up on that, and of course we've got our first caller calling in. We're gonna get to her as close to 9:30 as we can. So putting everything on the back burner until I get this show officially started. We'll take care of advertisers, and then we'll get to our first phone call, and that'll give you all a chance to hear how it works when Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen are here. And once we get our first phone caller taken care of, then we can come back and chat for a while, unless of course everybody's calling in and have no idea if people are out shopping and Christmas. Are you guys ready for Christmas? I hope
no. I mean,
okay, good.
The house, right. No, but me and like getting gifts and all, yes. So a little
Nate,
bit half
you're
and half.
you're ready ahead of time?
Wow. Well, not the house. I mean, we don't even have a tree up yet.
Oh, okay. But you said your personal shopping and stuff is done.
Yes.
That's amazing because you're in a guy suit.
Well, you know, I mean, I got to kind of have it. I'm going out this coming week, actually, for the next few days to Kentucky to be with my brother and his wife and, you know, the little one. So.
Makes sense. So, yeah. So you had to do your Christmas shopping for them
early. And that
early
was
so you
last
can...
minute because the stuff from Amazon will be getting delivered while I'm out there, so it's not like it was delivered ahead of time waiting to be opened.
gotcha.
So
okay,
yes,
so,
I am so, in that last minute.
You
guy
going
shopping.
Back or the whole family going back for Christmas?
It'll be all of us.
All of it. Okay, so you're going to have a little bit of an early Christmas with your brother and his family.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are the greatest family, and you're so close because, you know, they're in another part of the country, but they were just out here because it was Genevieve's, your new niece. Was her first trip and meeting Abby, Border Collie, and all of that. And now you're going back there for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just applaud you. I you have a wonderful family. So.
And it's surprisingly easy, too, with the flights to get out there. I mean, you just hop on Alaska Airlines, and it's always the same flight and always good prices, too. So it's really easy to get out there to see them. But, yeah, we typically make a trip about twice a year to go see them.
All right. And so it sounds like you've done it enough now. You've got automatic pilot, so you can just go and...
Yeah, pretty much.
You know the drill. All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful early Christmas together. And that's this next week you're going?
In the next few days, so the 11th through the 14th.
Okay. But then you'll be back for the show next week.
Yep.
All right. So we'll get an update of Christmas. Christmas in Kentucky?
Yeah.
Is that what? All right.
Almost.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll do Christmas back from Kentucky next week then. That sounds great, and hopefully we'll be in the studio so we can sing Christmas carols.
Should be pretty nice out there. I was looking at the weather forecast for the area, and just like partly sunny, mostly sunny skies the whole time
for next weekend. Ooh,
this
that
week,
good.
I mean for Kentucky.
Oh, for Kentucky. Oh, no, never mind.
Here,
you can bring the good weather.
Well,
back
that's
with
a different story.
Okay. All right. I'm going to let's get to officially starting the show, and then we can do advertisers and get our caller on the line and be good to go. If any of you out there have not been with us here when I start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, I do a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for the animals and one for us human animals. And then we have a pile of affirmations that have come from different members of our animal world family that have been powerfully effective for us. And so I share them with you. And participating with me in this part of the show is totally optional. You can say the prayers and the affirmations along with us, or you can opt out. It's not like dancing and celebrating at 10 and 11. But Love Train is on hold until the new year, but we are getting our energy up and going with the Jingle Cats and Dogs. So that's always one of my favorite parts of the year. So here we go. I start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om. Peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. Now we move on to our piled affirmations. And the first one here comes from my spiritual family. I got this years ago. And when I started doing this on a daily basis, it totally shifted my life. I know it will yours too. And I know a lot of you already use these affirmations as I do. So here we go. I say each affirmation out loud three times. And remember, you can do it along with me or not. It's totally up to you. Here we go. Affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. Our second affirmation here actually is contributed by Linda Rasmussen. And you'll find out that typically when you guys call in on our Healing Sunday, Dr. Nels will work on the animals, and Linda then will do a treatment for the human animal in your family. And when she works with one of us, she will, at the end of the session, give usually an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from, and it proved to be so powerful for everyone that was using it. I had to try it, and it shifted my life too. So you might want to get on the bandwagon. It makes a huge difference. Here we go. Affirmation number two. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty then. Now this next one comes from my spiritual family, the Ananda Institute, but the Italian division. And this is the one I use to try to keep myself and my animals in good health and with this attitude to go out into the world. So here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me. Whew. All righty. Now, this next affirmation comes from Natasha Venter. She's our personal awareness coach and communicator and medium and a psychic person. And she'll be in the studio with me next week. And I do this one for me and my animal friends. Helps us kind of stay in alignment with all this crazy energy we're dealing with. So here we go three times with this one. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, and then we conclude this affirmation with Ananda's Warrior of Light affirmation, man. And this one is so needed. You can, as you do this along with me, let's send the light all over the world. You know, we've got two wars going on. We need peace on the planet, and it's that time of year. So here we go. Let's send our peaceful light everywhere. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti. All righty, we are all spiritualized up and need to conclude this whole process. Dr. Nell's contribution and favorite part. Do this along with me. Cross your hands over your chest and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Huh. All righty then. We are good to go and officially underway. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. It is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. We'll come back and get to our first caller. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
I hate to interrupt the Jingle Cats, but hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's healing edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, of course, we heard from one of our guests today, Dr. Nils Rasmussen. And he, of course, is the cheek cook and bottle washer, I think the only cook and bottle washer for Healing Ministry for Animals.com is how you reach him. And he, of course, is our bioenergetic or best practitioner. He calls it neuroenergetic balancing. We haven't had a chance yet to chat about what that means, because both Dr. Nils and Linda are practitioners of this best therapy and the neuroenergetic balancing. But as the show goes on and in between calls, we'll have more time to explain all of this and talk more about it. But Dr. Nils likes you to contact him through his website, which is healingministryforanimals.com. And he always does a free telephone evaluation, and he can work with you remotely now in a number of different ways. I think you call him pure remotes, and then there's Zoom remotes and phone remotes and all kinds of different remotes. You can find out about all of that on his website, but you also have the do-it-yourself Rasmussen Reset Program. And is that still available through the website? Do you need to talk to folks to get that going?
Yeah, I took it so it's not just like something you can click on and go do on the website. What I did is I just made it so people will talk to me, and certainly if that seems like the best option for them, then I'll send them the link and they can do the do-it-yourself reset program. It's a nice inexpensive way to actually get a very significant part of the process that I do started, and often makes a huge difference for animals and their people.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll be talking more about how this works throughout the show. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Well, how about this, you guys? I promised Lynn yesterday that I'd try to make it work so we could get her on the air about 9:30. But you know me, I can't ever shut up. So I talk a lot. That I guess that's why I do radio. But look at this. We are actually on time. So we are going to take our first phone call of the morning, and we are heading to Bellevue, and we're welcoming Lynn to Animal World. Good morning, Lynn, and welcome to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
How are you doing? How are you doing today, Lynn?
I'm doing well. I'm same as a new.
All right. And Lynn, just so y'all know, which I mentioned earlier, Lynn was my appointment yesterday. So I spent most of yesterday afternoon with Lynn at her home and with her black golden doodle named Nunu. Yeah. And just so y'all kind of know, Nunu is as unusual in a couple of ways, at least. One, in that she's a black golden doodle. Most golden doodles, at least in my experience, are, you know, kind of golden in color, you know, lighter, darker, you know, somewhere, but in that gold, brown, you know, red sort of territory. They do come in black, obviously, but they aren't very common. And I have to say, I don't know that we even talked about it, Lynn, but I think Nunu's only the second black golden doodle that I've worked with. But the first one was out of control. You know, was kind of your typical happy-go-lucky kind of clown-like sort of goofy doodle type. Well, Nunu isn't like that. Nunu is very smart and very sensitive.
Yep.
And has a lot of fear. And I, you know, thinking about it, Lynn, after seeing you guys yesterday, just might be the most fearful doodle that I've seen.
Aww.
You know, and so that's saying a lot, you know, because I've been doing this for decades and I see lots and lots of dogs. But she is very, a lot of fear. I think, she came as a litter mate. Two litter mates were bought by an older couple, had some property, I think, and so forth or whatever. But one of the two of these puppies was a probably more normal doodle-like and so forth. Nunu seemed to not be to have these issues since she was a puppy, and she doesn't do well with other dogs, has bitten and broken skin a couple of times. It's unusual behavior, and this is another one of those unusual cases and strange behavior that I've not seen before. And it's apparently the reason that these people decided to rehome Nunu. And so Lynn, I think it's a, remind me if I'm not correct, but I think you adopted Nunu when she was about 8 months old?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she's now 3.5?
About that, yeah.
About that, yeah. Okay, so she's been with Lynn about 3 years. And Lynn is first-time dog owner, but she explained that when, and Dr. Nails, when she brought Nunu home, she wouldn't move. She wouldn't leave the house. And Lynn had a carrier out, you know, and to the park or whatever. Now she'll go on her regular routes, but she's not comfortable and she doesn't do new things and she doesn't get along with dogs she doesn't know. And anyway, so Lynn has her son that comes and stays with her. He's a teenager. Shared custody situation, but he's been around since Nunu came into the family, and she's still not comfortable with him. In fact, he happened to be there when I was there yesterday. He just walked into the room and she started growling. So we have a lot of work to do with this dog. Anyway, don't know if this is all genetic and could it involve physical things like thyroid or something like that. So if Nels, if you pick up anything when you're working on Nunu, we'd love to hear about that. Have no idea if her nervous system might be stuck because of traumas in this lifetime that might be contributory, but I think Dr. Nels will be able to comment more about that. But after seeing them yesterday, Lynn was such a great student, and boy, she was really getting how she's the one that has to take charge here of Nunu, that Nunu has to learn that her growly, barky, reactive behavior is not acceptable and it's wrong and she needs to stop it and control it. And then Lynn's got to sell her on how wonderful life is and that all these dogs and everything she's scared of is great, but we need to make sure that she's in balance to get there. So she may need some ongoing work with Dr. Nails. She may be a candidate for the do-it-yourself at home, but this is kind of our get-started version since the timing was so great and you guys are on the air today. So Dr. Nails, looks like you've already tuned in to Nunu.
Right.
And working on her. What are you finding so far?
Well, there's very definitely imbalance in the system, and it's particularly in the areas I normally find that when I correct them and get rebalanced, it starts the process of resetting the fight or flight system. So,
okay.
Yeah, so we're getting that done right now. And I was intrigued about the story about how Nunu would not go outside, since I had a dog who had that problem once that was a client of mine. And when we got that dog reset, it went to the door and asked to be let out.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, Nunu, and she likes, you know, she likes to go for a walk now, but only in her comfort zone. Isn't that kind of right, Lynn?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, and how have you done with her overnight and today? It hasn't been very long since I've been there, but are you feeling comfortable with kind of a new approach to how you're working with her?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. All right. So Dr. Nels, you're still, you're not done yet with Nunu. You're continuing to do work.
Yep. I'm going to continue to do the rebalancing.
All right. So we will check back with Dr. Nels. Now, Lynn, I know you're at a bit of a loss because you haven't heard this show before and you haven't heard Linda working with a client, but I talked with you a little bit about it yesterday. I'm going to turn you over to Linda and then she's going to talk with you and the rest of you listening. This will give you an idea of how this all works, but also one of the cool things about energetic medicine is that there's no issue with distance. So that's why these treatments can be done remotely. And, the only thing I can kind of equate this to is if it's something that a lot of people are familiar with, the practice of Reiki, which is a healing, an energetic healing modality. And if you're familiar at all with Reiki, that's not what this is, but it's similar in that people can do Reiki when they're in the same room with you and work on you, or it can be done to you remotely from a distance because there's no issue with distance. Well, this neuroenergetic balancing business is the same way. It can be done with you in person or it can be done remotely. And of course, that's what we do on the radio. The other neat thing is, though, even though you're not Lynn, you can follow along at home to Linda's instructions. And so she'll often sometimes say to a caller, think about someone you're thinking about all the time. You don't have to tell me who it is. Just think about it. So the good news is you don't have to share your dirty laundry or anything with us here on the air, but you just follow her instructions. So at home, you would just follow the instructions for you, do what Linda says to do. And the amazing thing is that you can get healing energy just from participating on a surrogate level. And I know, Dr. Nels, you say because of all the work you did with Robin Alexis and Mystic Radio Show, listeners told you all the time that how much they healed and what great energy they got from just following along in a surrogate way.
Right. Yeah. We had lots of callers who would just, we encourage them to follow along just like you're doing here. And sure enough, we get calls back later saying, hey, you know, that really shifted me. And here you were working on somebody else and it shifted me. Great.
Yeah. All right.
And even listening to a replay, not even live.
Yeah. Yeah. And just know that like this radio show is archived. So if you go to the Animal World website, which is MarthaNorwalk.com, you can listen to past shows. So that means after Nels finishes with Nunu and once Linda works with Lynn, now see, Lynn can then go back to the archive show and you can listen to this again and reboot the whole healing. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, so Lynn, are you ready to go and ready for Linda to work with you?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Linda. Linda, you're in charge.
Okay. So hello, Lynn. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Linda.
So we are going to begin by having you think about that incident where your son walked into the room and the dog growled.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're thinking about that, just notice how you feel. Mm-hmm. And everyone listening on the radio can just think about something that's happened in their life that was unexpected, and they're still kind of processing it or thinking about it in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just keep your thoughts on how you feel about what happened. And then set that aside and focus on satisfied, the feeling of being satisfied. And the number four. And your eyes are going to be closed and just looking directly ahead.
Okay.
And take a deep breath in and hold your breath in as long as you comfortably can. Getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking satisfied for.
Bless you. Lynn, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking straight ahead. Take in a deep breath, let out, and hold that breath for as long as you comfortably can. When you need to, you can release that breath and replace it with another, all the while thinking satisfied for, satisfied for, satisfied for.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Lynn. And with your eyes open, just tip your head forward and look down toward the earth. And then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring that incident with your son and the dog back into your thoughts and paying attention to how you feel right now. There's a little more to do, so keep thinking about that, noticing how you feel. Mm-hmm. And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of conscientious. And the number four. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. Taking a deep breath in and holding it in as long as you comfortably can.
All right, Lynn, your eyes are closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. Taking in a deep breath and holding that breath as long as you comfortably can. When you need to, release that breath and replace with another one. All the while thinking conscientious for. Conscientious for. Conscientious for.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, looking down toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and bringing that incident with your son and the dog back into your thoughts, and notice how you feel right now. That is complete. Let me just see. The affirmation that will be helpful to you right now is, I embrace the feeling of conscientious. And you will want to say this, think this, write this down multiple times today, tomorrow, and the next day. I embrace the feeling of conscientious. So you're actually, the idea of embrace is you're taking this feeling and bringing it close.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if you got that, Lynn, I embrace the feeling of conscientious.
Yep.
And that will help keep this energy going.
Okay.
And you said, Linda, she should use it several times a day for the next few days?
Yes. Yeah. As often as you think about it, and whenever you have any extra moments, just think the word conscientious and feel the energy of that.
All right. All right. All right, Dr. Nils, and if more to report about
I found, one thing, and that is it seems that this stems from the birth process itself, that something happened in the birth process that actually caused a physical strain on Nunu's body. And so I was searching, you know, where is this energy coming from? And that's what I was picking up on. And she needed a pretty extensive rebalancing. There may be more to do. Certainly be happy to talk to Lynn about it.
So it feels like it would be good for Lynn to go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, and fill out the contact form.
Right.
To talk to you about what's going on.
Sure.
But Lynn, that's kind of good to know. I'm going to have Lynn call in again next week because I want Natasha to look at the energy of this dog. But now we can build on what Nell said, that he's getting it was something in the birthing process, so that she literally came with these imbalances. Now, sometimes when I think of, does it come through on a physical body and born with this, it often is a hormonal imbalance, like a thyroid thing. Did you pick up anything along those lines?
Well, what I'm picking up is that the nervous system got tweaked in this process. And once it's out of balance, that can affect the way the other organs work and glands and such. So
it could be related to that. What I'm getting, what's coming in for me, Dr. Nels, you tell me if this could be right. That, you know, when we are babies and in the womb, that's like heaven. Okay. We're like, that's where we want to be. And that's really good. The birthing process for humans and animals can be traumatic.
Yeah.
Because you get pushed out of the place where you were really comfortable. So it kind of makes sense what you're saying, that for Nunu, maybe the birthing process was extra traumatic for her or whatever, but that could have been the fear, the horrible circumstance that got her nervous system stuck to begin with.
Yes.
Is that kind of?
That's what it felt like to me when I was tuning in. Yep.
Does that make sense to you, Lynn?
Possibly. Yep.
Yeah. So it's very possible, and it sounds like that the birthing process was a traumatic for Nunu, and that's where her nervous system got stuck. So it's been with her. So it'll be real interesting to see if you notice any changes just after this one rebalancing with Nels. Sometimes it requires a series of rebalancing, or we'll have dogs that they do great after their rebalancing and their nervous system is reset, but then they go out in the world and it triggers it all over again. So that we need some regular treatments until we get them fully stabilized. But we really don't know, Dr. Nels, do we, how to predict that? And we'll just have to see.
Right. Yeah. The first thing is is there anything detectable from just what we did today?
Okay. All right, Lynn. So you have both Dr. Nels and Linda's cards. And Linda, I've shared with Lynn that you offer a free introductory session.
Yes.
To any new clients, and being on the radio with you doesn't count. So just because Lynn had a balancing with you now, she can still get a free session with you off the air. So she has your card and can call or text you at the number on your card.
Yes.
And I suspect that Lynn will be following up with you because we need to keep her. She needs to have the emotional strength to help Nunu, you know, recover and get through all of this. And at some point we got to get back out there, you know, and get her around other dogs. Cause twice she's jumped a dog and bit, broke skin. So that can be, you know, we've got to work through all of that. So anyway, Lynn, are you good? Do you have any questions?
I'm very good. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, and you have a good time at church today. And I want you to report to me this week. Let me know how you're doing. And then when you get done with church, you can get online and go to Dr. Nell's website, healingministryforanimals.com, and fill out the contact form so you guys can chat off the air. Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All righty, Lynn. Thanks so much. Talk to you later. God bless. Bye bye.
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 All righty. I think we have caller and questions, but we need to catch up with advertisers. So, how about we do that? And I think Nathan is ready to go. And Animal World continues straight ahead right after these messages.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos, insightful conversations, Sunday, December 10, 1 p.m. Pacific, with archetypal symbols panel about the Sagittarius new moon, told through symbolic metaphors, some numerology and tarot, illuminating its vision story theme, mobilization for new year. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, December 10, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements. Just remember, it's NuPro, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com is where you can learn all about them. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins you can find, the NuPro Nuggets, and they're so palatable. Cats really like them. You can use them for treats or to get them to eat if they're picky. And the dog supplement, if you want to keep your dog's hair on your dog and not all over your house, the NuPro dog supplement is absolutely phenomenal for skin and hair coat. I don't clean up near as much golden retriever hair when Robbie takes the NuPro dog supplement. So you want to check it out. You can find them at NuProSupplements.com, and they're all available on Amazon, and a lot of local pet stores carry at least the dog supplements. So check them out. All righty then. We are, gosh, Just beginning our healing show with Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. Gosh, Nathan, you know, we've got callers on the line, but we only have, you know, a minute or so left. So will our callers be good to hold over the top of the hour, do you think?
Yeah, we should be good with that. Maybe we can just find out a little bit of what's going on with Annette and then come back after the top of the hour and then dive into it.
All right. So that sounds good. So before we get out of here, which is going to be very soon, let's just touch base. We're going down to Arizona, maybe get some sunshine from her. And welcome, Annette. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. How are you, Annette?
Well, I'm very confused.
Okay. We've just got a couple of minutes before we got to close out this hour, but we thought we'd touch base with you, find out what's going on, and then we'll have you hold over the top of the hour and pick you up on the other side.
Okay.
So give us a lowdown. What are you confused about?
A diagnosis that I can't seem to get. A good diagnosis on my horse. She's a horse here at Comeback Ranch Animal Sanctuary, and she's she's got some stuff going on. So I was told by a good friend of mine to call you, Callie Alma Hall, and her friend Andrea. They highly recommended you and said to give you a call because we're all
our ladies, Bree and Dia, up in the high desert of Arizona. We haven't talked to them for a while. Well, how great. Yeah, so what is the horse's name, Annette?
Her name is Purdy, P-U-R-D-Y, because she's very pretty.
Purdy, P-U-R-D-Y. Purdy. Okay, and what kind of a horse and color?
She's a Rocky Mountain. She's a they call her a silver Rocky Mountain. She's gorgeous. She's got a white mane and tail, beautiful foxen, beautiful, beautiful girl.
I've never heard of a Rocky Mountain. Is that a breed of horse?
Yeah, she's a gated horse.
A gated
I was just going to ask. Yeah, I was going to ask if that's the gated type because there's Rocky Mountain and
chocolate color with a foxen mane and tail.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Well, that's about all the time that we have here in this hour, Annette. So we've got to close up our. Nathan's bringing us up, showing us pictures of Rocky Mountain horses. So we're getting an education here, Annette, looking at these Rocky Mountain horses. Boy, beautiful horses.
Yeah. She's very young, and we need to figure out what's going on because,
riding a gated horse is quite an experience. I was very blessed when I was much younger, decades ago. I was able to ride a Peruvian Paso.
Oh, yeah. I had a Peruvian Paso. They're awesome.
Yeah.
So
it's really a phenomenal experience to ride a gated horse. So that at least gives Dr. Nels a little bit of energy to start tuning in, and Linda too. So we're going to have you hold over the top of the hour, Annette. Then we come back. We will dive into this pretty Rocky Mountain horse and see if we can get some healing energy to this horse and figure out what's going on. So anyway, everybody stay right where you are because we will pick up with Annette on the other side. Right now we're going to take a little time out here to celebrate our main focus today, which is Hanukkah, because we're in the middle of Hanukkah. And of course, we're going to do Merry Christmas too, because the Jingle Cats do both. So we're going to have a Hanukkah and Merry Christmas celebration here over the top of the hour. And just like Love Train, I've decided, or I've got instructed to use our yogi energization prayer to energize up the Jingle Cats music. So we get lots of extra energy and juice, so that we can carry through with the rest of our day and week. So here we go with the energization prayer. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our hearts, souls, and minds with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the jingle cats and dogs, and they're coming right up. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues. More phone calls for Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.